day of the game, I think, in the morning. So just saving some news for you a little bit later. Won't break it all right now.
Yankees appear to be doing the same thing.
Yeah.
They want to announce Severino, but it seems like it's going to
be. You think that's who it's going to be?
They don't overthink it because it happened with Boston. They got a big picture.
Right. Well, that's some good options, right?
Yeah. The question I have for you is, if you should get to a game like that, the bullpenning and all that stuff, it's done different times, and the Astros did their thing last year. Is there a part that says, well, maybe this is not the time to break this out? Or is it, you're so confident in your guys, no matter what you decide to do, you'll have full confidence?
When you talk about, we've been trying different things, you know, the better part of the season, especially the second half of the season, and the fact that we've had so many starters go down. So as far as breaking new things to our guys, I don't know what new we could actually. I mean, we've had bullpen days. We've had starters go down in the first or second inning where we've had to do a bullpen day. We've had the opener. We've done just about everything. So I think ultimately we're going to try to figure out what we think will serve us best for that particular game. And, yeah, so that's where we are right now.
If it were to be something where it was primarily bullpen, how much of a challenge is that from a managing standpoint, kind of trying to figure out the best mix and
if that were the case, it would be, you know, certainly you would have some sort of a script, you think, the way things would go, and then you have to adjust along the way depending on how guys are doing. So it's not unlike any other bullpen day. But again, we're really not there yet.
Comment on if today is Mike's last day with the Angels. Obviously, as a friend and a manager, do you have a comment on that, perhaps?
I do. I kind of have a hard time believing this is his last day managing, but I know from managing against him as long as I have, he's made me work hard and prepare harder, and I would say get better, because when you manage against Mike Socia, you better be ready for just about anything. And to me, he's one of those guys that I think would go to his grave managing. So if it's done here, I can't imagine him not doing something somewhere else. I mean, he's terrific at it. It seems like he loves it. He's into it every inning, every game, even in a spring training game. You know, he's one of the elite managers in the league. So, like I said, I have a hard time believing this is going to be his last day managing.
Obviously, you have a great respect for him. That's nice to hear.
Very much so, yeah.
Right. Since the last time you were in the wild card game, how much could that factor in and maybe a difference for you?
Well, it's one of our strengths right now, and there's a certain confidence that comes along with knowing you have good defense. And when you don't, it's a mental grind. So I think that's one of the biggest differences from where we are last year to this year is how we play, how we defend. And I know the pitchers love it. I mean, it makes us a different team. We're not giving away outs, you know, giving extra outs out there. And, you know, it allows us to win games in a different fashion. So it's been probably the biggest turnaround from years past to where we are right now.
How much has Familia helped you come over?
Yeah, he's been great. And the way, you know, my first conversation was, I'm thinking, okay, this is going to be a difficult conversation. You know, a guy that's used to closing, a guy that's used to having that particular inning, knowing when he's coming. He said, you pitch me when you need to pitch me. And his first two outings were two-inning outings. Wow. And he ran through them beautifully, and he was emotional coming off the field. I think it allowed him to fit in quicker, having results right away. But between he and Rodney, it was so easy. They just said, you let me know when I need to pitch. And that was really refreshing to hear for guys that you're thinking. You know, I thought long and hard about what the conversations were going to be like with them. They made it easy on me.
Well, that's what he told me. He said, you were getting right in there. Really difficult. So he's already, not that you need to hear it, but he said you're the best manager he's ever
been. Well, I tell you what, he has been absolutely terrific for this team, and he's fit in so well. If you hadn't been in our clubhouse this season and you were to go in there right now, you would think he'd been here for quite some time. Guys love him. Like I said, he fits in great.
Bob, you don't have a ton of playoff experience on the roster, but it seems like what you do is at pretty key positions, you know, catcher, second base, obviously, Piscotty,
right.
Closer. What do you feel about going in, the sort of the experience level and where you do have it?
I don't feel like that's an issue. I think we have a bunch of guys that are just excited about playing. And it seems like over the course of the season, the bigger games, the better these guys have responded. And we've played games here down the stretch that have felt like playoff games. Now it's going to be a little bit different, obviously Yankee Stadium and all that, and it actually is the postseason. But I think this is a group that's really excited for the challenge. And we do have some resources and some veteran guys, from guys like the Familias and the bullpens, to the Edwin Jacksons, to the guys on the field, like, you know, certainly Jed and Piscotty's been a little bit, and certainly Luke, and, you know, the guys you've said. So that's not a concern of mine. If we were strictly rookies, then maybe you would think a little bit about that, but it really hasn't crossed my mind a whole lot as far as the experience goes.
Piscotty's been a big playoff performer.
Right.
So kind of knowing that track record is just kind of nice to know going in that he's had those kind of big games.
And, as you've seen, the bigger the game this year, the more he's stepped up for us. He's hit so many big home runs for us in big games, and so... it's nice to have somebody like that that seems to respond in the clutch moments in the bigger times.
Bob, you guys' bats have been at the top of the league for the entire season. Basically, your run differential compared to last year is drastic. What do you think played into that just this season?
Well, we have first time in a while, we have the ability to at times blow teams out. And that's, we've had that, 22? I mean, we've had a few games that have skewed the run differential. But even if you take those games out, we still have a really good run differential. So I think over the course of 162, that shows you the type of team you have. It means we can score some runs. It means we can defend.
Bob, do you have a comment on MVP? We've got a couple of top contenders in the AL.
Yeah, Chris Davis.
Okay. I had a feeling he might be one of them.
Chris Davis. I'm a little biased.
That's okay.
Matt Chapman very subtly has had a really good year for us too. But I think if you look at the overall numbers, Chris Davis should definitely be in that conversation.
Good.
All right.
Thank you.
Yep.